Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. It's Champagne Sunday, baby. It's May 29th, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in East and West Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have members in the U.K. and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Pardani. He's still shaking those sexy Indian hips from left to right, baby. Bam, 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 boom. Now, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba, 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 GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. Listen. The CEO of Gumba Rum, Steve Gum, is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana, my darlings, June the 7th through June the 12th. You'll get a sample of Gumba Rum. So if you're wondering about Gumba Rum, it's really, really smooth. We have two versions, one infused with vanilla, one infused with coconut. We have silver and gold. So if you live in Louisiana, if you're in one of the parishes, you can come on down to New Orleans Wine and Food Expo, baby. Boom! Listen, he's going to be there passing out samples. And I told y'all now, no country sips, Bart. No, baby. You cannot have a whole jug of Gumba Rum. Nope, no jugs, all right? You can't do that. It's sip, 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 babies. Like that. You do it like that. Goes down real easy, okay? Now, listen, on today, I have a very, very special guest, Ileana Rojas. She's going to be talking to me about LessRoar.shop. Hello, Ms. Rojas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad to have you here on today. It's a pleasure to have you here to talk about your business, LessRoar.shop.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. And so tell me a little bit about your business. Strictly online, or is it online and offline?
It started as an online, but this whole summertime I've been hosting more pop-up shops, so I have a lot of those going on up until August. I'm very excited for that.
Oh, wonderful. That's awesome. And tell me, how did you manage to get into jewelry?
Yes, so I've always loved jewelry. I feel like I got it from my mom. She always wore everything, basically, and I have a passion for it. So I figured, you know what, I know what good jewelry is, and I'm comfortable, like, showing it off and, like, first being the model, since I didn't really have money to, like, have models. So I was like, I knew I could start with myself. But very basic is just start myself and promote it.
Okay. Now, did you do something else full-time, or did you kind of segue into jewelry, or did you just know you wanted to do it full-time?
My full-time job at that time, I worked at a cafe, and I knew that wasn't something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Like, I knew I wanted my own business. It was a matter of when I was going to start it and when I was going to have enough capital to even begin as well. And then just finding, like, truly what it was I was passionate about, and it just took a while to really find out within me. But when I did, I'm so glad that I went with jewelry and the activewear.
Okay. And I really like what you have to offer on the site. And you do make a point to let individuals know it's quality jewelry that's not going to fade or tarnish. It is quality jewelry at affordable prices.
Yes, that is very important to me because I love jewelry, so I've always shopped in all these different places, and I was tired of having to pay for jewelry that only lasted like literally a week, if not a few days, it would turn green on my skin. I have very sensitive skin, so I make sure that like, and then a lot of those jewelries would make me like itchy and give me rashes. So I was tired of having to pay big brands my money and have jewelry that was not good for my skin or jewelry that didn't last. So that's why I got into making sure that I sold good quality jewelry for sensitive skin.
Okay, okay. And I do understand that. I do have family members that really don't wear jewelry because of that one particular point. They have really sensitive skin, and they just tend to shy away from jewelry and earrings and things of that nature because of the sensitivity.
Right.
And I know that your business does donate 10% of the profits to an organization. Can you tell me a little bit about the non-for-profit organization that you donate to?
Yes, it's called Protect Our Defenders. So they do a lot of research, and they speak up for military rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment victims. And truly, I found this organization because I have a lot of my battle buddies that have been victims of rape, sexual assault, or sexual harassment. And as well as myself, I have been a victim of sexual harassment during my first deployment. So it kind of fueled my passion for this brand and making sure that I have this community that I've built for us victims to have a platform to speak up for ourselves. Because a lot of the times when these incidents happen, we keep it on the low because we know that, like, we can lose our rank or we're not going to be believed by, you know, if we do reports or these incidents will just be pushed under the rug. So this brand is truly built for my fellow, like, victims that, like, don't have a say or they can't speak up, you know?
And you said earlier, I didn't quite catch what you said, something buddies. What kind of buddies?
Yeah, my battle buddies. So just other soldiers that I've trained with or I work with. We call each other battle buddies because, you know, we are there for each other whenever, basically. If it comes to battle or if it's just regular life, it's just where we are all just brothers and sisters or battle buddies.
Okay. What branch of service were you in?
I'm in Army National Guard.
Oh, okay, okay. And so now are you referring to the assault happened while you were in service or just does it donate to only military sexual assault victims?
It focuses on the military sexual assault victims.
Okay. And so I'm on the site, and I did take a look at the site, letsroar.shop. And so everyone that's listening in, if you can take a look at letsroar.shop, that's going to be fabulous. You'll be able to see some of the jewelry. And I do need to take a break right now. This is going to be Ain't No Half-Steppin'. Take a listen.
Slide. Don't have supper.
When it comes to LessRoar.shop. If you're just tuning in, this is the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson. On today, I do have Ilana Rojas, and she's talking to me about her business, LessRoar.shop. I do have an interesting question. I've been promoting LessRoar.shop, and every time I look at the name, I'm always curious about Les Roar. And Ms. Rojas, can you tell me a little bit about how you came up with the name Les Roar? I think it's interesting and very intriguing. It pulls different individuals in to want to look at the shop because of the name by itself. It stands out.
Yep. Honestly, I think I was at drill one of those. Yeah, before I started, I was at drill laying in my bed, and it just came to me. You know, it was powerful. Let's Roar. To me, it represents speak up, stand up, be loud. Get out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to report anything. Don't be afraid to, when you see something happen, to say something. It's just being this powerful person that knows how to speak up, knows how to stand up for themselves. And Yeah, just a person that is not shy, like, because I've always been that shy person that felt like I couldn't say anything. Like, I was always anxious. So I wanted something, a change for myself for all these women that I know are also the same as me, where we feel like we can't speak or we feel like we're just, like, really shy or just anything that we say is not, you know, like, it doesn't matter. But in reality, we're these powerful beings that we should say what we have to say. We shouldn't be afraid. We should take up space. We should be heard. And that is my inspiration for that.
Wow. So really, your business really is, to me, it's like more than jewelry. It's really a voice for those different victims. You know, and there's a lot of assault that is going on, spoken or known about or unknown. And so I understand what you're saying. And certainly I've had my brush with it in the past, and so I do understand what you're saying. And it seems to me that you have a bigger mission and vision when it comes to your jewelry, because your line of jewelry is really it's there to help individuals, and you're donating 10% of your revenue to a really cause that's really need. A lot of individuals who have experienced assault need different counseling group sessions, and so I'm not sure if this particular organization does that. I'm sure they do, but I think that your business is really needed. And I haven't heard of, what was it, Defenders? Protect Our Defenders? Yeah. So that's a really, really, really great cause, and you're giving voice to a lot of different individuals, and it is wonderful what you're doing, and you're giving back to help other people in this situation.
Yep. Yeah, that is just completely my goal. It's not about selling necessarily, like, oh, like, my jewelry is this or that or, like, the activewear, but it's just having, like, our own thing for all of us victims or just the people that support and the family members of those victims, having our thing, where our community, something that when you see in the street, if you see me wear my activewear, like, I want people to know, like, hey, like, that brand is supportive of me. That there's people that care about me, that we are seen, that, you know, so it's really about that.
I see. I understand it from hearing what you're saying. And really on the website, there's a lot of nice pieces of jewelry, and you really do have a really great selection. And I do see one that's catching my eye. I'm taking a look at the Avalon hoops. I love those. Those are really nice. And it's very affordable. Like what you said earlier, it's only $15.99. The Avalon hoops, they are really nice. They're gorgeous. I love the hoop earrings. And so you do have some really great pieces. And I love the burgundy hoodie. That is really gorgeous, along with the jade necklace. So, guys, if you visit her website, lesroar.shop, you can see she has some really, really exquisite pieces of jewelry. And so you know that it's quality. Oh, my goodness. And the gold love bracelet. Oh, that's just really, really nice. So listen, guys, you got to check it out. You got to check it out. I'm going to be talking about it from here on in. She's part of the Fierce Female Network family, and I will be talking about her business, because it's more than a business. As she said earlier, it's not about the business. It's about helping individuals. And so she has a cause, and her brand is Les Roar. And so she's making a statement for individuals. Maybe some people don't have the courage yet to stand up and say something and let someone know. Is there, and let me ask this question in regard to the charity that you support. Is there a number that anybody can call if they do need to speak with anyone? Is there a number that you know of? Or how would they contact someone to reach out and to maybe get help or support? What would they do?
Yep. So they have a website. It's protectourdefenders.com. And let me just pull up the number here.
Okay.
And you can directly make a donation on there. And same thing on my website at checkout. You can also make a donation. It will be as a tip, but I record everything and I add it to my donation once which I do every 3 months.
Okay.
And then let me just pull up the phone number.
Okay. So while you're doing that, I'm going to tell our listening audience a little bit about High Psy and Happier, his music. Now, guys, I do want you to know that Fierce Men Network has a partnership with High Psy. He is an independent artist, and his song is Happier. And so we partnered with him. His music is absolutely phenomenal. I want to give you guys just a little sample, and then we're going to come back and get that information from Ms. Rojas, because she has a very important cause and mission. And so I'm learning a lot about her business, talking to her during this interview, and y'all better believe I'm going to be on that site buying some jewelry, because I know I'm helping somebody. So listen, that's about the cause, people. It's about the cause, and she is on a mission. Now, listen, I want you guys to hear this song. This is Happy. I'm just going to play a little bit so y'all guys can
Baby. Ooh, wee, baby, 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 baby. All right.
Let's go to high time.
Hey. Oh, baby girl, you know I got a game. Oh, it's going down tonight. She wanna ride.
Come on.
But don't rock the boat. I wanna take you to a place where blue sets up. So she wanna roll, but can you hold the flow? While you're fear me, baby, what you need? I got a double dose. She wanna go down a country road.
Listen, guys, that is High Side and Happier. Listen, listen, listen. I want to talk some more to Ms. Rojas. That's a little bit of the music in High Side from the partnership with High Side. He's featuring Misco as well on that particular single, Happier. But listen, I have a greater and more important cause right now, and this is really, really important. I want you guys to really stay tuned and focus in on what's going on with LessRoar.shop, because she's on a mission, and the business is more about giving voice to individuals. Sometimes people feel like they can't say what happened. And she wants individuals to know that they can speak up, they can reach out for help, and she has some information to give to the listening audience so they can reach out to someone. What was the phone number or information you was going to give the listening
yep.
audience?
Yes. The phone number is 703-639-0396. Again, 703-639-0396, or you can also reach them on email info@protectourdefenders.com, and then their website is protectourdefenders.com, and that is protectourdefenders.com.
Thank you. Listen, you know what? You really did open my eyes, because, you know, I wasn't, I saw the information, and I did see the website that you gave out, Protect Our Defenders. So you really, this is really eye-opening. We know that it goes on, but sometimes we don't recognize the level that it goes on. And this website has a lot of information, I'm telling you. And so I've learned a lot from talking to you today, and I know that a lot of other individuals learned a lot as well by you sharing about your business and why you got into the business of selling jewelry. And like you said earlier, it's not really not about the jewelry. It's about helping different individuals.
Correct, yes.
And so, you know,
I think
really,
I just need to, yeah, I just need to, like, have a better way of really making sure people know that right away once they see it on my website, because I know there's, you know, a lot of information and people just want to see directly the products, but I want to make sure that I put my mission and vision very apparent on that. So that's something I need to work on.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this is really enlightening. You know, and I'm telling you, I want to say this once again, by having you on and doing the interview, you know, it's really because when I first look at the website, you know, like you said just a moment ago about the jewelry, and so I understand that you're working on it. But you do have it at the top. When you put in the website, it comes up, and it does say right at the top 10% of revenue is donated to Protect Our Defenders. And so people do realize that there's a mission that you're connected to, and there's an organization you're connected to where you're helping individuals. So you do drive home that point when you get to the website right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's your most popular piece of jewelry that individuals tend to like to look at or like to order?
Yeah, my most popular absolutely is the Gold Love Bracelet. And I have right now my Hollow Dragon Necklace. And any of my jade necklaces, a lot of them have been sold out. So that's really my top pieces on there.
Okay.
And
okay.
For as far as clothing-wise, the activewear, my the burgundy hoodie that you talked about, I'm pretty much sold out. I have maybe two pieces left of that. And then my current, right now, it's called the lilac top, the long sleeve top, and then the shorts, that's also really popular.
You know, and I was looking at that. It's funny that you mentioned the jade necklace, because I was looking at the Buddha jade necklace. That's really nice.
Yes, yes. That is also really popular. I love it.
You know, and there's a piece on here, believe it or not, the Endless Wrap Bracelet. I love it. I had a piece. I had a watch many, many years ago where the watch had the little diamonds, the rhinestones all the way around. It was like a snake. It was gold, and then it was shaped like a snake, and it was all the way around. It was like a bangle watch, and it had all the rhinestones all around. And this piece reminds me of that. And so I love it because I haven't seen anything like gorgeous.
Yes.
And I love the way you're showing it off on the website.
Yes, yes.
It is gorgeous.
I make sure that, thank you so much. Yeah, I make sure that I'm selling pieces that, a lot of these I don't sell in the stores, or I don't see in the stores. So I just make sure that I have something unique for us, you know.
You do, and I like this piece. I really love what you're doing. It's just fascinating. I'm so glad that you came on today, because I'm telling you, it's really eye-opening, because I didn't know that the mission and your vision of what you're doing was really connected like this to the jury. And so thank you so much for coming on. And it's really, you really drove home the point of what you're doing, and that it's not about the jury. It's about helping different individuals that's in service.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me and letting me speak about my business. And I really, truly appreciate your support.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, and I wanted to ask, you know, a question, you know, and I don't know how to put this question, but I want to ask the question in regard to, you know, when it comes to sexual assault in the services. You know, we know that it goes on, but then I don't know if we ignore it or if we want to admit that it's going on. I don't know if you want to touch on that a little bit, you know, how people can become aware that this is a problem.
Yes, for sure. This is not something that it's necessarily we ignore. It's the fact that the services themselves are good at hiding and putting these things in their rug. So we, as and the regular civilian people, don't really hear about it because they don't want to lose the people that are higher ranking that have done these offenses, or they just don't want like a bad light towards like the military. If they want to get more recruits, especially women, even males as well, like there's a lot that are victims, but even worse, their story is pushed under the rug. So that's the thing, like either we are silent about it because we don't want to get in trouble, we want to stay in the service, or if the people that do report, you know, it's one of those things that the higher rankings and the system, they're just good at hiding and make sure that the media doesn't really know about this.
Wow, so you're really shedding a lot of light on a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I really do appreciate your courage. It takes a lot of courage to talk about that. And so I really do appreciate, and I want to applaud you in regard to the courage that it takes to stand up and talk about those different subjects and topics, because a lot of individuals, like you said, they hide it and want to sweep it under the rug, and it's something that shouldn't be hidden.
Yep, and it's super sad because there's a lot of us that have been, you know, have gone through this issue, and it sucks because we just kind of like keep it inside and just slowly, really slowly eats a person up. And it's the worst thing. And that's why we see a lot of suicide happen throughout the military service because of also that issue of the military sexual assault, rape, and harassment. And a lot of the times, like that's what they have, you know, not having been heard or not being able to say something. It really does ruin someone's mental health, and a lot of the veterans and the service members commit suicide because of what they can't handle, just you know, keeping this stuff inside by themselves.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that, that there is a lot of suicides because of different things they've experienced in the military. Now, listen, guys, I want you to support her business because it's not about juring. And just spending this time, this past 30 minutes, spending the time speaking with Ms. Brajas, I have been enlightened, and I understand that it's not about the jury, that it's more about a mission and helping individuals. So, you guys, I do want you to visit her website, which is letsroar.shop. I want you guys to visit the website. Once again, it's letsroar.shop. And I want you to select a piece of jewelry because it's not about just buying the jewelry. It's about helping someone. So look at it this way. When you connect, and this is, y'all know Mama always got a life lesson. So the life lesson is when you connect with a cause, you're helping someone. So when you connect with this particular business, Lesbora.shop, and when you purchase an item, you're connecting yourself with a cause, and you're helping to further someone's being healed. And so we're trying to get people to be healed. And so the 10%, and when I say getting healed, they're getting healed on the inside from their wounds and whatever trauma that they've experienced. So it's about helping women and men to heal, inner healing on the inside, and helping them to, you know, get past, or, you know, not I want to say get past, but to become whole again. So when you have victims like that from sexual assault, you have to go through a process to become whole again, that you can have that peace of mind and peace on the inside. And so this is what she's doing. I want you guys to visit lesroar.shop, because when you visit her shop and you purchase an item from her, you're helping somebody else to become whole again. And people don't understand, when you are a victim of sexual assault, you do not feel whole. Trust me when I say that. You do not feel whole. You feel like something was taken away from you. And in order to regain that, you have to go through it. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. And it takes time, and it takes a lot of work to gain that back. And so that's why, that is what Ms. Brajas is representing here today with lesroar.shop. Is there any other closing remarks? I'm pretty much out of time. Do you have any other closing remarks that you wanted to make at this moment?
Yes, I just want to say thank you to everyone who supported so far. And if you are able to follow me on Instagram, it's at letsroar_. So that's at letsroar_. Thank you so much once again.
You're so welcome. I'm telling you, I really do appreciate you. I have a lot of respect for what you're doing and using your voice to stand up and make a difference, because this is serious business, and she is doing something. She's doing her part in the universe. Listen, this is her calling, people. This is her calling. This is her gift to help other people. So listen, we got to pitch in. We got to pitch in and go to that site. It's lesroar.shop, lesroar.shop. I'm telling you, this is a very impact. She made an impact on me. So listen, she has really made an impact on me, and I want you guys to visit her website. And I'm going to do the same. I don't put things on and don't participate. Listen, I love what she's doing. She's using her voice to make a difference. And I'm pretty much out of time. I wish I could go on and on, because this is serious business right here. And I found out it's more than just about jewelry. That's why I want to keep going on. So listen, she may be back in the future to talk about it some more, because this is serious business right here. It is not about the jury. It's a bigger thing, a bigger mission going on right here. I'm out of time right now, but listen, I may have her to come back if she has the time to come back on and to talk to us a little bit more. And you guys, take care. It's been a Stone Cold Blast. We have been educated and informed. We have been informed on today and educated. And I thank her so much for the information. You guys, I'll be back later on.
You motivated. You motivated.